walking down the street. Two young people, male and a female. And they're walking down the street and they're very much in the bloom of press world. And the guy turns around, this is a six-dimensional joke, but turns around to his press love and goes, honey, marry me. And she turns around and looks back and she goes, but darling, we are married. Okay, let me explain. The way it works is that they are experiencing both the now. He's experiencing the now, and she's experiencing the past, where they were. And he wants the now.
I could see we need to be 60 mentions to pick that one up in the first part.
Yeah, it's a mind trick.
That's called telepathically, probably, too.
Yes. It's hard sometimes to tell some of our jokes orally. Here's an oral mountain joke. The sage is sitting on the top of the mountain, and the devotee climbs up and says, "Oh, wise one, how do you get to be so wise?" And the wise one stands up, lifts up the back of his robe, pulls down his underwear, and says, "Look at the calluses." Skip got that one. It's a lot of hard work to be wise. The rest you didn't get it, did you?
From what I see, you're sitting around a lot, thinking.
It's got it, haven't he? My.
Oh, no. Anyhow, how's everything going with you?
It's going well. It's going well. The boy's doing well. Clara's being a typical young girl. I've been pretty busy with things going on. Certain things, you know, Likers platoon has left and we've got a replacement platoon. We have them here. We are working with them. There's quite a few individuals that are not very well. It's a sad thing. So they party a lot, which means that a bunch of soldiers partying, I have to do a lot of medical work afterwards, which is good for them because they let me off sea. How is your work going?
I'm sorry.
How is your work going?
Too much of it. My hours aren't long enough.
Join the club. Join the club. I do know what you mean.
I've never seen you down in MedLab as much as I have lately.
Well, there's a lot of work going on. As I just stated that,
I don't have enough days in the week or enough hours in the day.
Tell me about it. Goodness gracious. I got called the other morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't a medical emergency. It was one of the soldiers wanted somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be the first person that he thought of calling. So, of course, he called me. I go down to the med lab. And he's climbing up the wall, having serious psychological problems. So I had to talk to him and talk him down and get him relaxed and sit him back down and get him straightened so that we could do some work on him. He had taken off some of his bandages, unfortunately. And had a serious infection as well, which is why he was tweaking out.
Make it do it.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Broken any hearts among that group yet?
Quite a few, unfortunately.
Fall in love with a nurse syndrome?
It's prevalent.
I can't well imagine. Especially a lovely nurse such as yourself.
I have six current guys that want to be the father of my children. It's quite funny, actually. Especially how I have to turn them down.
Oh, golly. Yeah, in fact, that's why I'm here tonight.
No.
The gentleman called me last night and wants me to build an extension on his building.
Oh, really?
And I got a lawn to mow in. I put a guard every night, 5 days a week, and work 10 hours a day.
Wow.
I'm running out of time. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd just stop by and say hello.
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 Hello. Okay. There's Skip, but I get the feeling that you don't have as much time as you'd like, right?
No, there just isn't enough hours.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me quickly consult with Vamal. I will put Tia back on temporary, and we'll see how we can get. Okay? Mm-hmm. Hey, how's it going?
If I can get some sleep, just fantastic.
Oh, cool.
You know, you just can't put a real channeling session on the internet properly.
No, you can't.
No,
not with
you
everybody
can't.
Up and down.
No, there's just no way.
No, you have to have one long page that just keeps going and going.
Going.
And going.
Yeah.
Right. She didn't tell you about your rabbit, did she?
No.
No, it's going and going and going and going.
I didn't start it.
Apparently you did.
How? I didn't do anything to it.
Well, you told it to go.
Did I?
Apparently, that's what Kara said. Anyway, they're still trying to get it working. So we'll put Kara back on in the meantime. Okay. As my little sister over there is going nuts trying to help rewire something. Okay, I've got to put them all on now. Okay. Okay, greetings once again. As I said, Skip, this is the new format.
Okay.
Well, you can't put down the letter from Leica. You can't put down the discussion on where and what it's like, unfortunately. You can put down the healing parts. And the jokes,
okay. Which
doesn't make much of a page.
That's all right. A good six-dimensional joke.
Mm-hmm.
A good analogy to put on there. People learn from.
Yes. You could probably weave it in with the one that you're working on at the moment from that.
Okay.
Do a continuation, just put continued from such a date.
Okay.
That is about all that I need to go over. Except for the technical difficulties that are being experienced at the moment. Okay, I shall put Tia back on. Yes, wow. Seems like there's two ring mistress and a ring master. Basically, I still have right to say who does and who doesn't go on. Also the order, but Amal seems to have the veto effect. Excuse me for a moment. No, it's not democratic. Democratic is where everybody has a say. Oh, yes. But it's good so far that Amal hasn't had to make any major corrections or say, you cannot put this on the internet whatsoever and forget that you ever heard it.
Well, yeah.
No. He's definitely keeping a tight rein on us. There's no longer any partying down in the pyramid. We're up here in the lab, in the channeling room. Oh, well, such is life.
Like I say, we're learning more.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Certainly. Okay. What? Oh, okay. Well, I put on the engineer, the expert, the one that apparently was saying very rude things in Syria but got a glare from Carla. Yo, dude. Hey, Skip.
Hi, sweet.
Hey, how's it going? What can I do for you?
I'm still working on that work engine.
Getting closer. You're gonna find your new toy when it's finished is gonna help you tremendously. You want to get a program called a CAD designer. Is that correct? It will give
my
you
my new toy. Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now I'm with you now. I'm sorry. My mind's slow.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. It will give you a three-dimensional design capability. You will be able to construct in three dimensions. Now, there are other programs that go with it that will be able to say, let's say you design a room like this one, right?
Mm.
You can put pillars in there. Boom, boom, boom. Let's say Athenian pillars, those nice slender ones. You can see how it would look. You can colour the walls. You can put pictures in. You can colour the walls whatever colour you want. If you want the top part a tan colour and the bottom part a cream colour, that works, or vice versa. This will help you tremendously. And with that, you'll be able to design warp engines. I can't tell you more than that because I'm getting glared at the moment. I'm the one that are moles watching, you know. You notice
yeah, I
that?
Know.
I'm the one that pushes the edge of the envelope.
That's okay. I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall enough to give me some of the answers that I need.
But, it's all on tape. I'm going to give you a transcript.
Mm-hmm. But don't.
What now?
Her original dissertation on warp engine.
Mm-hmm. But don't do a Nikola Tesla. Tell somebody. Don't keep it to yourself.
Why not? I told somebody about a trailer hitch that's on the market.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that...
Patent it, tell them all about it.
That's right. Do the smart thing. Patent it first and then tell them. Don't do what Tesla did. He was working on the exact same thing.
Tesla patented all that stuff.
All the ones that he told people about. The ones that were in here. What did you say if they're in here and not... patented and being worked upon.
I put mine on paper.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Keep it on paper so that they can see. Yeah.
Now it's on almost every trailer on the road.
I think that goes back to Amol's thing about potentials and being helpful.
I help everybody.
Uh-huh.
Self-contained trailer brakes. I designed them almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And in return, you've saved lives.
True.
You've helped people to have an easier life. Yeah, just that one thing, has paid hundreds of dividends. Think how many people would have been killed if the brakes weren't there.
Yeah, true.
If you made lots of money, become a millionaire, we might never mention this yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true, too. You might be the first you are now. Yeah, I don't know.
See, you can open a can of worms there. Big can of worms. Okay.
Anyhow, you can't foresee the future. You can't reiterate on the past.
No, you can't, unfortunately.
Second engineering is better than first because you see the second. You see the first engineering.
That's right.
So second engineering is always better than first.
Mm-hmm. Well, the trick is that when you take something that is in existence
and improve
upon it. For example, let us look at this thing here.
I gotta go down.
Okay, I'll see you later, Ace.
All right, have Mark just go ahead and label this. And...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get so long. I have to go down myself pretty quick.
Now you take this thing here, right? This is a PA system, right? What
it's
is
a what?
It? Not a PA system, a intercom.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I can make something half that size, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would we improve upon this?
For one thing, cut the wire off of it.
Yeah, you mean put batteries in there?
Why should you put batteries in?
Give it power to act.
It can work on voice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need batteries.
Okay. Let's not worry about the power supply at the moment.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, how could you make that better and more efficient?
Well, right now I don't know exactly what it does. I know it's an intercom, but you can make it a lot smaller. I know
that. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I'd do. I'd make it smaller.
And VOX.
Mm-hmm.
Voice operated transmitter.
Mm-hmm. That makes it smaller still.
Yes, it does.
That's why you pull the buttons.
By that eliminates your buttons.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, we've eliminated all this area here,
yeah,
except for the volume. We've eliminated this part, which is power supply.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to have a volume on it for the simple reason that volume can be created by your own distance from the whatchamacallit. You don't need a volume switch.
Right? Yeah.
And as far as power supply, you don't need one for the simple reason that you can, by a VOX, you can create power from the speaker itself, which would transmit through the microchips in it to no power at all. You don't need any power.
Using an electromagnetic field.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we've taken something that is, that's about 5 inches long by about 3 inches wide.
Yeah.
And we've reduced it down to, I should say, probably maybe an inch by an inch.
Either that or about that.
Mm-hmm. I could actually make it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is I would mount the microphone on a cord. Right, which gives you the antenna for the receiving and transmitting. Right, use the cord from the microphone down as the antenna as well as the microphone cord.
Okay, if you're going to do that, then when you touch it, you're automatically increasing the volume because you are a radio receiver.
That's right, as soon as you touch it, you've increased the volume.
That's right,
because
you are a 3D body. Is a
That's correct. Okay. We've got the electromagnetic power. We've got the speaker on the bottom, right? As well as the receiver
at the top,
mm-hmm. next to the microphone. So basically, we've got something that's maybe about that wide, mm-hmm. right? And probably about that long on a flexible tube.
You could even shorten the antenna.
Oh, certainly.
Approximately 3 to 4 inches.
Well, I was just thinking if you want to grab it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just 3 to 4 inches to get your fist in between the two.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah. So you've created something that is much better, much and more efficient.
It goes back to what I said before. Second engineering is better than first.
Exactly. And that's my point, that you can take something like that. Okay. Now, the trick is to take that idea, right,
mm-hmm.
where we've actually gone to the next stage where I was going to go, we had your initial idea, which was the second engineering,
mm-hmm.
and we've gone to third engineering.
Yeah, because we discussed it between us.
Okay, now how do we go to the next logical step from there?
Research what we've talked about and find out if everything we've said is practical to a point of commercial application.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And then if it's all practical in commercial use or in everyday use, would it patent it that way?
Mm-hmm.
And try to put it in production. Try to put it in production is sometimes a real long and drawn out affair.
Yeah. Okay. Let us assume we've done that. How do we improve on the product?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
We've got to keep improving.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next stage would be, let's make it a little bit more advanced and sophisticated. Okay, instead of having a speaker, let's say we put a little liquid crystal screen in there. Mm-hmm. In the top, you put a fiber optic camera and a fiber optic speaker or microphone. You mount underneath the screen, you mount a little micro speaker. You now have what? Right, you have...
telecommunications.
Exactly. Which is what we have all over the place up here.
And you can make it this size.
Exactly. Be able to look at your watch and go...
talk to the people.
Mm-hmm. And using the electrical field of the body, right?
Your receiver and transmitter.
Mm-hmm. As well as your power supply. So you don't need the batteries. You don't need the storage device of the power. You don't need the magnet anymore. You now have a total independent biochemical electrical system. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool device, huh?
Then it will go to...
Okay. Well, actually, the way that I do it is I have a device like this, this thing here, and it has a projector in it, which I can project the holographic image of the person I'm talking to.
All right, okay, you're going into the holographic, okay. Mm-hmm. I was going into the miniaturization.
Yeah.
LCD.
Yeah, but I have a device, it's actually a lot thinner than this one. Mm-hmm. It's probably about yay thick, and it projects the picture of the person, and the sound comes from the picture. It's only a mini picture. For example, if I was talking to you and I was using my watch, I'd press the answer button and it would project out, and there would be a picture of you about yay tall standing on my desktop talking to me, and you would have the exact same picture if you had the exact setup of me talking to you. And I mean, it's easy. It's like having you actually there.
Mm.
Or the person
easier
you're talking
to. Talk to.
Yeah.
Easier.
Instead of talking down to an antique.
You have a tendency to feel like you are talking down.
Yeah.
Over communication.
Mm-hmm.
Why that is?
Yeah.
Even over what we call talk.
Yeah.
People do talk down and they try to intimidate you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to teach my offspring not to allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the button
shuts
them off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, most certainly. Most certainly.
Same with two-way radio, same mm-hmm. with television, same with any means of communication.
Yeah.
If you're not happy with what you see or hear,
there's the on-off switch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the great thing is that I can, give my communicator a command, a voice command. I can say, for example, let's say I'm having a conversation with somebody and they're being rude to me, right? I've got their holler there. I can say, communication device, switch off.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells the person, I'm upset, right? Or I can say, communication device, they don't hear that part. They won't see that part. And I can say non-vocal switch off. And it would just switch off and cut out the command. They won't see any of that. And there's a whole load of root commands that you can use that override the command pattern.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. I hope you can answer it. You don't have to tell me the elements, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In this... Like I said, I'm still working on this warp engine.
Mm-hmm.
The application of the chemicals, the combination of propellants is available to us.
Yes.
Okay. To create a warp engine.
Yes.
metals also?
No.
Aha, that's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of. There has to be something. This has got to be a biochemical engine.
You have a metal to control. Correct. To contain. I can say what I'm about to say as I'm transmitting to Amol, and he goes, gray area, try it.
Yeah,
and
I just don't want to get you.
Yeah, I don't think you would quite. You might understand it. That's the risk that we're going to take, is that it's not a metal that is going to be used. It's not a metal that you have at present. It is a combination of substances that have a high
energy source.
No, a high resistance to heat. For example, you take a heat tile from the space shuttle, right?
That's right.
You get your blowtorch, right, and you put it on the top side of the tile that's facing out, right? You, yeah, exactly.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know what black sand
is. Yeah. Okay. There is a number of substances needed to contain that kind of explosive force that will be able to be channeled and focused in a controlled way.
Okay, all right. Enough.
Now you can see I'm editing myself very severely here.
Just okay,
but you get the picture.
Yes.
I mean, if it wasn't for all this time editing and stuff, now I could set you up for.
Don't worry about it. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually. My biggest problem is I can't recall.
Yeah.
From my engineering experience.
Mm-hmm. How to do it?
I can't recall my engineering experience. Period. Okay.
Well, you get flashes of it. Flashes of it from time
once
to time.
In a while.
Yeah. But the problem.
This 3D world's interfering.
Yeah, I know. The way to to look at it is when you do figure it out, you've got to design it in such a way that you filter out the waste and turn the waste into a useful, safe tool. Otherwise, you're going to end up with people doing what my mother did, which is the what you would call the Spock routine: the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one or the few.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, it doesn't matter.
It's got to be a recycle engine.
But that's what I'm saying would be nice.
It's got to be a recycle engine.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have waste, you're only using 80% of the potential.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what they have on the third dimension is, you know, what we've been discussing is third dimensional higher technology engines that you guys don't have access to.
Yeah, and they're 20% waste.
Mm-hmm.
Fumes, whatever, they're still 20% waste.
Yeah.
I don't care what engine you're talking about in 3D, they're still 20% waste.
Correct. To have a ship that runs at 99% of efficiency.
It's got to be harder than that if it's going to go warp.
No. They run at 80% efficiency, ones that travel at warp speed.
80%?
Mm-hmm. They don't work quite the way that you're thinking that they work.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Now, wait a minute. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to dispute your knowledge.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I don't mean I know that. What I'm doing is editing my own thoughts.
Yeah.
But if you have a 20% waste on any engine,
mm-hmm.
it's not self-sustaining.
No, it's not.
It's not self-sustaining.
They need refueling.
That's right. So you have to have ...90% still isn't giving you a self-sustaining engine.
No. 99.999 is what the engines up here run on.
That is...
It's actually right behind
the
that.
Very, very edge of complete self-sustaining.
Correct. If, let's say, we have a quantity of fuel, and we're using the same fuel that you're using,
mm-hmm.
right? You take the fuel, let's say it's an ounce of fuel, and an ounce of fuel will get you on your planet a mile.
Mm-hmm.
We take the same ounce of fuel, we put it into one of our transportation devices, right? Mm-hmm. And we can get over 1 light year of energy from that ounce of fuel.
Okay.
In actual fact, that ounce of fuel, if you're traveling in a warp capacity, will give you unlimited distance due to the fact of the area that you travel in when you reach the required dimensional specifications. Where the fuel is actually used is in the entry and the exit. So you take an ounce of fuel,
mm-hmm.
and you can travel, let's say, 1 million light years
mm-hmm.
with that fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because of entry and exiting. Now, the thing is that the further you travel, the more fuel that you need for your re-entry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that fuel will burn, totally be used. You can travel 1 million light years on that piece of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it will be used, well, actually about a quarter is used on entry, on the exiting, and then 3/4 is used on exiting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a popular theory on your planet that I've just been handed a rough transcript of. And what the theory is that to travel within space, creating the warp engine,
mm-hmm.
what you do is you have to bend space so that you're traveling within a bubble that is external to space. Whereas space moves, the bubble does not. You are within the bubble, and you travel within the bubble, and the bubble itself is moving within space, but you are not moving within the bubble. Now, by projecting a beam of a particular type of energy which is generated from the engines, you create a hole that will open, and the bubble actually plugs the hole, sealing the hole behind it. It is not so much of a hole as more of an opening, like this kind of effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your spaceship travels within a particular part of space. Some people call it on your planet a gray area.
Mm-hmm.
You travel within that area, and then projecting a beam in front of the vessel at the appropriate time opens up another hole and you pop out. At your location where you want to go. You see? That theory is... All I can say is that theory is that theory. I can't say whether it would work or whether it would not work. Rather, I can say that it's a theory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I wish I could draw on my past experiences.
You will, all in good time. All in good time.
Okay. Anyhow, that's enough of brainstorming.
Oh, pity. I was just getting warmed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. You do that.
But one of these days when you have time, would I have to sit down and brainstorm? And what makes it more challenging for me is what I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're...
You're running out of time as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but I can't seem to form what I know I know.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't come back to me.
No, it's there for a reason.
No.
And it may be that the reason that you can't access it at this time is that the environmental setup is not ready yet.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I come up with something completely out of context of what everybody believes. I'd be laughed out of the world.
Well, sometimes that happens. Sometimes people that are thought of as jokesters and fools,
no, I know,
in actual fact, are the ones that are way ahead. For example, a steam turbine.
Yeah.
Here's a nice little one. You take a spherical ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
You insert two tubes.
Mm-hmm.
You bend them so that one is facing down like this and one is facing up like this.
Yeah.
They're into the ball like this and then facing like this.
Mm-hmm.
The ball is filled half with water.
Yeah.
You heat the ball
mm-hmm.
from an external source, right? Say mm-hmm. heat radiating up.
Mm-hmm.
The water starts to boil.
Mm-hmm.
The shaft that the ball is sitting on to keep it over the heat source, right,
mm-hmm.
is freestanding so that it can rotate one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when the water inside starts to boil?
It has to escape.
And it escapes from?
Through the tubes.
Which makes the ball do what?
Spin.
Which makes the shaft that it's connected to do what?
Yeah.
Turn.
Yeah.
It turns. Who invented that?
I have no idea.
A gentleman called Hero. He invented it about 3,000 years ago. Now, let us look at that and say, what would have happened if he had connected a wheel to the drive shaft
mm-hmm.
and then used a rope to connect to another wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say a wheel on a... A lathe.
Mm-hmm. Even a wheel on a vehicle.
Correct.
Form of transportation.
Incredible form of transportation.
The one that amazes me is this generator.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the man's name right now. He invented quite a few different areas of electricity. He's attributed a lot of inventions way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And this generator puts out a lot of voltage and no amperage.
Oh, Van de Graaff generator.
I'm sorry.
The Van de Graaff generator.
There you go. That's his name. Mm-hmm. But he's attributed with a whole raft of different inventions.
Oh, yes.
I've got a book at home, a catalog.
Mm-hmm.
This is the name of it, Things You Never Knew Existed.
Yeah.
And
I do apologize for taking that thought out of your head. I saw the device and I go, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. That's quite all right. That's mm-hmm. quite all right. No, that's fine. But they have a complete history doing a lot of this.
Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd tap it.
Okay.
See if it... anyway, let's wrap this up.